You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Coming up, birders of all ages and skill levels will be taking part in the Great Backyard Bird Count this weekend. We'll find out how to join in.
First, members of the Rural Wisconsin Initiative held a press conference yesterday to talk about their efforts. Wisconsin lawmakers, whose districts are predominantly rural, are hoping to address issues like education, healthcare, workforce development, and technology in ways that best meet the unique needs of their constituents.
The lawmakers focused on the issue of rural broadband and solutions to reducing the gap between rural and urban customers. Republican Senator Patrick Teston of Stevens Point and Republican Representative Romaine Quinn of Rice Lake are members of the Rural Wisconsin Initiative and join us now to discuss their efforts. Senator Teston, welcome to Central Time.
Hey, great to be on.
And Representative Quinn, thanks so much for joining us today.
Yes, thanks for having me.
With nearly a quarter of Wisconsinites living in rural areas, explain each of you how rural issues look different from issues faced by urban areas of Wisconsin or even statewide issues. Senator Teston?
Well, I mean, rural Wisconsin has unique challenges when you take a look at the big picture compared to some of our more urban areas. And some of the challenges that our rural communities face are issues like access to broadband. Unlike some of the more populated areas where they have good internet speeds, if we don't have good broadband, we're putting ourselves at an economic disadvantage, not just when we talk about education, allowing students to have access to high-speed internet, but for things like medical records and also our small businesses, that they have the ability to market their company and their goods to a broader audience.
Representative Quinn, what's unique about issues faced in rural Wisconsin versus elsewhere?
Yeah, if you look, I mean, the biggest part you mentioned right off the bat was that 25% of Wisconsin lives in rural Wisconsin. So right away, we have a people problem, and that problem is getting worse every year as we send kids off to school, less and less come back. And so it's a two-pronged issue. It's hard to bring jobs and opportunity to an area when the workforce isn't there. And it's hard to keep the workforce there waiting for jobs and opportunities. So we're doing the best we can to address the issues. And again, the Rural Wisconsin Initiative looks at science and technology, healthcare, education. And so those are all important issues where there are unique issues that come in those areas.
Senator Teston, how did the Rural Wisconsin Initiative get started?
Well, this may be a question that's better answered by Representative Quinn, as I'm a freshman, but this was actually an initiative that was launched last session by members of the Assembly who represent rural districts, and they kind of came together with a package of ideas that were going to address some of the issues, or some of the issues that our rural communities face, like Romaine said, workforce development issues, making sure that we have a skilled workforce in the more remote parts of the state, things like access to good health care. Access to broadband. Those are all things that are key to making sure that rural Wisconsin can continue to thrive and grow moving forward.
And Representative Quinn, what about the makeup of the lawmakers who are on board with this initiative?
Yeah, and so last session, picking back off of what Senator Teston said, we came together, Representative Ed Brooks and Travis Tranel and myself, recognized that we have issues unique to our districts, recognized that we needed some attention on that. So we tried to bring together a group of people and solve problems that are unique to rural Wisconsin, not Republican, not Democrat, not partisan issues, but real issues where we can make differences on. So right now we have 26 members that are signed up, rural members in the state assembly, and out of 99, that's a good chunk. Anytime you can get 26 lawmakers to sign on to a package of bills and be supportive in United Front is really a big deal. And so that's why we're pretty excited to see some real meaningful change. And we saw now this budget session, the governor has included some of our initiatives into his budget. And so I think that's building on our momentum, and we're looking forward to this session.
Yesterday's press conference on the Rural Wisconsin Initiative zeroed in on the issue of broadband. Senator Teston, why is that such a concern for rural Wisconsin?
Well, as I said in my opening remarks, it's such a huge concern, an issue for central, not just central and western Wisconsin, but for all of rural Wisconsin, is that if we don't have access to high-speed internet, we're basically put at a disadvantage. I mean, just this past week, I was in the Sparta School District and had the opportunity to meet with school administrators and educators. And although their school has great internet access, many of their students do not. And so some of the challenges that they have, they rent out hotspots for students to use for the weekend so they can do their projects and have access to the internet to get the information that they need. But also, too, when we look at medical records, we are such an interconnected society now, and it's important for people to get, when they're getting their health care needs taken care of, that hospitals are able to communicate with one another and get the records that they need to provide the adequate treatment for the patient. And then for our small businesses, it's hard to attract a business to rural Wisconsin if they know they're not going to have high-speed internet, that they're not able to market and communicate their company and their goods to others outside the area.
We're talking today with Senator Patrick Teston and Representative Romaine Quinn. They're members of the Rural Wisconsin Initiative. It held a press conference yesterday to highlight work on issues in rural Wisconsin. Representative Quinn, how does federal funding for broadband fit into the picture of increasing access in Wisconsin?
Yeah, no, and the federal government has played an important role in this. They have given the state of Wisconsin over $500 million to invest towards broadband and building that infrastructure out to those underserved areas. But what we have done is taken our program that was developed by Governor Walker when he first came in, and we've put in better and new parameters to better define underserved area and to really put in stipulations that ensure that the money that we're spending, your taxpayer dollars, are going only exactly where it needs to go, so that there's no overbuild, so we're not spending on projects that already exist or areas that already might have service. And then we're putting in new areas where the Public Service Commission can look in and take into account when awarding a project. So, as Senator Teston said, economic development, but we also put in place the potential needs of residents in terms of their education and health care as well. So it is great, the amount of money that we have coming in. Problem is, I don't think the federal government does quite as good of a job at ensuring certain stipulations and who gets that and the kind of service they will be delivering, which just goes to my whole federal argument that, gosh, we could have done some amazing things if the federal government would have said, hey, state of Wisconsin, here's $500 million and use your great program that you already have existing and build out how you think Wisconsin needs it. But either way, we're very grateful, and it's a huge investment going on even in my district, and it's going to be connecting a lot of people that have been out in those dead zones in our state.
But how different would the situation be in rural Wisconsin if Governor Walker had chosen to accept federal stimulus funding for broadband in 2011?
Sure. And again, I wasn't in the legislature during that time, and we've had this debate last session. And we sat down with providers, and we've been working with them, the telecoms and so on, since I've been in office. And we asked them, why on earth would Governor Walker turn down the $23 million? And they basically said, due to the nature of our already existing program, BadgerNet, and the program that the Governor Walker had developed, there was really no way that our program could have taken those federal dollars. So it's easy for a news story to say, wow, how are you turning down federal stimulus money? But even our provider said, we love the money. We always want more money. But we even understood that at that time, we just could not have accepted it because of the stipulations that came with it. So we're happy to see the federal government coming back with their own investment. And we're happy to see the governor freeing up money for investment for our program as well.
And Senator Teston, might there be some pushback from other high-need areas and populations for this type of funding?
Well, it's hard to say, but that's why it's important that we have a united front on this, having the 26 members of the Rural Wisconsin Initiative in the Assembly, but then the Senate partners, including myself, Senators Tiffany, Senators Terry Moulton, and Senator Jared Petruski, that we can make a strong case that these are underserved areas that absolutely need this. And so when we talk to our colleagues from more populated areas of the state, we can show them that there is a real need for these programs to be allocated in rural Wisconsin.
Representative Quinn, the trend has been for rural populations, as you said, to decrease with residents move to more urban areas. You mentioned Minneapolis, Milwaukee, Chicago. Do you think that the efforts of the Rural Wisconsin Initiative could help keep people in rural communities?
Oh, absolutely. And see, the thing is, we don't come up with these ideas out of thin air, or they're just our own ideas. We sit down with stakeholders in these rural communities and say, what issues are you finding? And why can't you attract advanced clinicians to your hospitals and your clinics? Why can't you find skilled workers? And here we're hearing all these issues, and we sat down with these stakeholders to identify. So our bills are very specific in nature to address real specific problems. And so they are absolutely going to make a difference. So, for instance, we talk broadband. It's not only does that not only play in economic development, a person's education, or healthcare. It's also about attracting new people. Are you going to move to Rice Lake, Wisconsin, if you're 5 miles out of town and you can't have internet access in your home? Absolutely not. So it's a quality of life issue as well. So it's not that it's easy for us to always fight for things and money for our own district. But if Wisconsin is going to succeed as a whole, its rural areas have to keep up as well. And these investments really, in terms of the overall budget, what we spend, are very insignificant in terms of dollars. But they're very pointed and they're very important as we've talked through with our stakeholders. So we're getting the best bang for our buck, and they're going to make real differences.
Senator Teston, there are a lot of competing issues, a lot of competing interests in a budget year. How will you work to get broad support for the initiative's efforts in the legislature and in the governor's office?
Well, I think it starts by building relationships with our respective colleagues in each of our chambers. And that's what my approach has been, coming from a sales background. You're not going to be very successful if you don't build relationships with the people you work with. And so I intend to make a concerted effort over the course of these next few months to work with my colleagues to find solutions to address some of the problems that we face, not just in rural Wisconsin, but across the state. And then in the hopes of enacting good policy, that's going to be for the betterment of everyone. Because regardless if you're a Republican or Democrat, we all want what's best for our families, for our communities, for our state and our country. We just may have different ways of getting there. So we need to focus on the common ground first and build off of that and hopefully have some successes in this budget cycle.
Senator Teston, thank you so much for your time.
Oh, thank you.
And Representative Quinn, thanks for being here.
Yes, thanks for having me.
State Senator Patrick Teston and Representative Romaine Quinn are members of the Rural Wisconsin Initiative, which held a press conference Tuesday to highlight work on broadband issues.